and then it'll all work. How are you, Chris? Well, I'm glad you took your time getting off. We were just deciding. Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacall. Anna Bacall, Gedula Chumim Ha, Satir Bela, Alpha Gimel Yutat Sadi. The letters Ayin and Bet connecting us to the positive aspects of the month of Tevet. Barchen tacharen rachame sitkatcha gami gamlen betet resh saditach gimel. Chasim kadosh v'rochucha na'el adatach. Chet kuf bet. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Bachem tacharen rachame sidkatcha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Saditach Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adatach Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Yeh Lamcha Penei Zokwe Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Reading from the Parsha of Vayera, section 7, voice and speech, verse 75. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu k'nenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu k'nodeinu. Ve'al shedai achazena lehu migoy aspakalaria Vela nachara, vela itchazena, migoy aspaklaria, v'nachara, v'itema, v'ha ishtamshu, v'nukva, bilchot vela yatir tachatze, vela itfarsham, v'almin, ahiditim, Vigam ta ha ke moti at beriti atem de ha berit itabar ima. By the name of El Shaddai means I appear to them from within the mirror that does not illuminate, which is Malchut that is called El Shaddai. But did not appear through the illuminating mirror, which is Zeran Pin, called Yudke Vavke. And if you say the patriarchs united with the Nukva only, namely Malchut, and not more, come and see that Zeron Pin never separated from the Nukvah in relation to the patriarchs. This is the meaning of, and I have also established my covenant with them. Because the covenant, that is the period, the Yesod of Zeron Pin, joined with Malchut. The Zohar is explaining different levels of consciousness that are referred to in Kabbalah as Zeron Pin and Malchut. The physical world and the spiritual world are metaphors that we use to help explain these terms, but these terms are much more involved. When the Torah says, I did not appear to the patriarchs as, or I appeared to the patriarchs as El Shaddai, but they did not know my name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, it could lead to a lot of misunderstanding, implying that the patriarchs never got up to Zeron Pin. They never got up to the consciousness of the true spiritual world as opposed to the world where most of the New Age, if not all of the New Age people, are connecting to, that level which we call the earth spirits. And the Zohar is coming to explain, and Rabbi Ashlag is clarifying it even more. Even though they didn't know the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, they were still connecting to the level of Zeron Pin, because Zeron Pin was never separated from Malchut. The male organ has two aspects. One is the stem, the length itself, the erect state. And the other is its head, the crown. And these are two different components of the same thing. The crown is always connected to Malchut, always connected to the vagina, always connected to the physical world. The stem can be broken off. The stem can be separated. And that's what happens when we do an avera, when we do a mistake, when we do a sin or a chet. We are breaking off the vav of Zeron Pin from the lower world, the malchut, the vagina. Now, these are metaphors. We're not talking about the physical organs on a woman's body or a man's body. But we're using those terms metaphorically to describe spiritual concepts. And that's what the Zohar is explaining in this verse. The forefathers did not know me as Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, but they did still connect to me as Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei because I was always connected to the physical world, to them. Does anybody have any questions? I'm having difficulty getting to where I want to go. on this computer. So give me a second, because I want to get to the page that we're working on today. Sorry, gentlemen. I'm having difficulty getting where I need to go. I'm opening up the page for tonight's class, which was on the YesHem site, yeshm.com/sy21.htm. Are there any questions before I start reading? Sorry about that, guys. Are there any questions before I start? One of the metaphors that people try and apply to them. And in one sense, they're dimensions, but there's also 231 gates, as we've studied in the Sefer Yetzirah. And each gate is opening the door to a different dimension. So how can there be the 10 dimensions and the 231 gates? Are they different things? And so it gets to be confusing to use the word dimension. What my teachers have said is that the 10 sephirot are levels of consciousness. And in essence, they're worlds. So within each world, there are many dimensions. Which if within each sephirah, within each level of consciousness, there are many dimensions. Because each sephirah has 10 sephirot within it. And each of those has 10 sephirot within it. And each of those has 10 sephirot within it. And if infinity is too small a number to describe how low you can go, in our the scientists tell us we have what, trillions of atoms within billions of cells in our body, and trillions of atoms within those cells. Each component of an atom is a sephirah or a gate. It's the same different nomenclature describing or attempting to describe the same thing. It's better to call it levels of consciousness. Did I answer your question, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start the class. We are... Yes, Chris.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead. Well, you're asking a question that takes a long time to answer. But let's just say the Sephirah of Tiferet, as an example, the quantum, the large, the overall Tiferet, not the Tiferet in the other nine Sephirot, and all the different Tiferets in all of the different Sephirot, they are all connected together on a level of consciousness. If you want to describe it as telepathy, you can call it telepathy, but that's not even adequate enough. Every Tiferet is connected to every other Tiferet. So if I enter into a Sephirah Tiferet, which is in Chesed, which is in Gevurah, which is in Chesed, which is in Tiferet, which is in Gevurah, which is in Tiferet, I am so far away from the quantum level of Tiferet, the overall level, that I can go from Tiferet at the lowest possible level to Tiferet at the highest possible level. And that's what the letters and the meditations practices that the Sefer Yetzirah is teaching us assists us in learning how to do. But it is never on a level of logic. Do this and that happens. Do this and that happens. It's on a level of intuition. It works. Just don't ask us how it works. We don't need to know how it works. We need to know that it works. And then we have to learn what that means in our life. And that's what these meditations that I'm teaching you are all about. Did I answer your question, Chris? I'm going to assume yes.
Well, just figure what I can ask.
And that's why it really takes too long to go into it right now. And I'm not sure that I'll ever be able to answer because I'm not even sure I understand it myself. If I understand it, I'm really lowering it to a level below what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be on the level of intuition. And let's start learning for tonight. This is class number 21. In our last class, we gave you a meditative tool dealing with personality. We just touched on it And this class, we're going to go into that aspect in greater detail. We are not going to be doing any of the additional verses from chapter 3. We have gone through chapters or verses 3, chapter 3, verse, I think, through verse 5. We won't be translating any verses in this class, but we will be looking at enhancing our knowledge and our connection intuitively to these verses. As we have discussed and reviewed, and I'm reviewing again tonight, chapter 1 of the Sefer Yetzirah deals with the Sefirot. It mentions the letters, but it's really describing the Sefirot. Chapter 2 deals with letters. Chapter 3 balances the two. It integrates the two together. Personality is that balance, is the concept of the balance between the letters and the Sefirot. Let's understand this in the framework of the Sefirot. Each Sefirah has a biblical personality connected to it. Each of these personalities go through a correction process that essentially goes against their perceived natures. Abraham must kill his son whom he loves. His nature is love. Abraham's nature is chesed, is love. To kill Isaac, he goes against his nature. Isaac must accept being killed by his father when his nature is judgment, is Geburah. On its surface, the decree appears unfair. Thereby, Isaac goes against his judgment, his nature, when he accepts Abraham binding him in order to kill him or sacrifice him. Joseph's nature is to be sharing and also to be unlimited. His life is finding himself in limited circumstances. First, the pit. Then being sold in slavery in Egypt, then being put in jail in Egypt, etc. Essentially, going against his nature, which is to be unlimited. This is true of Jacob and Moshe and Aaron as well, although I'm not going into each of them. It would take us too long. As soon as a personality shows his balance, shows his accepting of going against his nature, he becomes a chariot for that particular Sefirah. How does that impact our meditative tools? Let's see below. Let's remember the mother letters and what they relate to. The mem relates to water, to the right column. The shin relates to fire, to the left column. And the aleph relates to air, to the central column. How does that relate to the personalities? Aaron is right column. He's a chariot for chesed. But ultimately, the chariot for chesed is Abraham. Aaron is the chariot for Hod on the left column. When Aaron went against his desire to receive, representing the left column, he became the chariot for Hod. Let's begin to go into even more details with this. There is a story in the Talmud about Hanina ben Dosa. Hanina ben Dosa is a sage who was extremely poor. He and his wife lived at a level of poverty that they had one pair of clothing between them that they had to share. He was poor beyond the concept of poor. We have no idea of what that level of consciousness represented. The townspeople came to him with a problem. What is the problem? They had a snake living near the town which was biting and killing people. They asked Hanina to remove the snake. They showed him the hole that the snake lived within. Hanina put his foot in the hole and the snake bit him. And he died. Not Hanina ben Dosa, he didn't die. The snake died. Hanina took his huge snake then into the town. He left it in the town square. And he said to the people, it's not the snake that kills, but the sin that kills. What is this teaching us about the tools? It is consciousness that creates and impacts and changes everything. There is nothing else besides consciousness. I think it was Joe who said, how is it possible for the snake to bite Hanina ben Dosa and for the snake to die because of the bite? Because Hanina ben Dosa's consciousness was such that the poison of the snake couldn't penetrate and it had to go somewhere, so it went back into the snake. And if you understand the physiology of snakes, they carry their poison in a sac that's separated from the snake itself. They are vulnerable to poison. And that's why the snake died. Say again. Exactly. Also, we are taught about a snake, and it really doesn't apply to this story, but it's good for you to realize it. A snake never bites someone until he's been given permission to bite someone. So if you see a snake, a rattlesnake, a python, a poisonous snake, if you're pure, if you're clean, you have nothing to worry about. He has no permission to bite you. Of course, how many are that clean? The courts in the upper world. The snake is the Satan. The snake is the prosecutor. He goes and requests permission to take you from the world with his poison. And either they accept his statement, or they don't. But not in the frame of judgment of punishing you, in the frame of making you the best possible people that you can be. On the conference call, my computer went kablooey, so I need to get back online. Please wait a second. Welcome back. My computer is playing games with me today. So, I'll get it there eventually. I'm back. Okay. Let's hope I stay connected this time. It's not my computer. I'm at somebody else's house using theirs. Exactly, and I'm not able to turn them off, so. I understand, though. Let's move forward, though. I know what I'm doing that's causing it, so I'm going to not do that anymore. When you permute the letters of a word, you are changing the consciousness of that word and the consciousness of yourself. Unless you have learned to focus your consciousness, then you can retain your consciousness as you permutate the word. But if you don't focus, your consciousness changes in reaction to the permutation of the letters. The letter Aleph represents Tiferet. It represents heart. It represents emotions. It represents balance. The letter Mem represents Chokmah. It represents the unconscious. It represents intuition. It represents right column. It represents the desire to share. The Shin represents Bina consciousness, intellect, left column, desire to receive, emotions, intuition, and intellect represent different types of personality traits. All of our personality traits, when we talk about the chariots like Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov and Moshe, Aaron and Joseph, we're talking about personality traits. We're talking about the traits of the Sephirot. Each of them represents different personality traits. So within the trait of intuition, we also have 19 other letters that impact those personality traits. So each personality trait has, each of the mother letters is forming 19 different permutations, if not more. Depending on the order of the letters of a word, that teaches us and shows us which letter, which personality trait, which state of consciousness is dominant. The letter that is predominant in the individual defines the type of soul and thus the world outlook. If somebody is timid, if somebody is honest, all of these personalities and character traits are defined by the letters, created by the letters. All the traits must be fluid and at the same time stable. How can something be fluid and also stable? This is something you'll need to connect to through your meditation, to understand what is meant by that phrase. Within changing, I'm following an order. Does that mean that I'm stable? One must be able to embrace all of the personality types equally. One must be able to flow from one to the other with free, equal, and easy access. This is a great teaching. This is a great and important tool, important thing to understand. On this handout, I have given you the same meditative tool from last week, except I have shown you, I've added the English so that you can see how it's changed. Last week, I taught you Aleph Mem Shin. Amishi. Then the Aleph is first, but the Shin and the Mem permutate. Ashime. Mem Aleph Shin. Me-ashi. Me-shin Aleph. Me-shi-a. Shin Aleph Mem, Shi Ame, Shin Mem Aleph, Shi Me A. Here are six major personality traits defined by those three mother letters, defined and created and changed by the mere permutation. When we say those permutations that I just went through quickly, when we do them as a long meditation, as I taught you last week, as the long meditation with the head movements, with the breathing, with all four levels of components, we can change our own personalities, our own character traits. We have to understand what we're changing them to and what we're changing them from. In order to make that kind of change, you have to inject the power of the Tetragrammaton. when you utilize the vowels, they also relate to columns, the sephirot, and the letters also. The patach vowel, which is the T vowel, its sound is ah. It is the connected to the sephirot keter. It's connected to the central column. The seri vowel is the two dots next to each other. That's the A sound. It is Bina on the sephirah. It's left column. The Cholam vowel is the O sound. It's Tiferet, or the central column. The vowel sound is E, the one dot. It's the Sephirot Netzach, or right column. The vowel sound is U. It's the Sephirot Hod, and also of Yesod. And that means central column. Here are a set of rules to permutate letters and understand what you're doing. The opening rule, the operating principle, is the concept of abracadabra. We all know this word from children, when the stories used to say, abracadabra, and the magic would happen. The door would open, the carpet would fly, whatever the storyteller and the magician would say. But abracadabra is Aramaic, and in the language of Aramaic, abracadabra means I create what I speak, or I create as I speak. This is the operating principle. What I speak, I am creating. Sephirot, letters, vowels, all of it intertwined. The sound of the letters must be chanted. When I draw out the sound, ah, and that's a short one, I'm chanting the letter. I'm singing the letter. It's a rule. The purpose of the other letters, the Amish permutations of the, that I did above, enables one to experiment with your own personality and your own search for balance. Because the Amish letters themselves are what created from Hashem your personality traits. When the Amish letters are combined with the Tetragrammaton, the inner potential of the Tetragrammaton is activated, and it is made much stronger. There are three realms of reality. Shana, which means year, Olam, which means world, and Nefesh, which means soul. Another metaphor we've learned for these three is space, or physical dimensions. location. Another aspect is time. Shana is space. Olam is time. Excuse me, it's the other way around. Shana is time. Olam is space. And nefesh is spirituality. You also need male and female, active and passive. They are all concealed in Chachma, which is your unconscious mind. They're all interacting in Chachma, your unconscious mind. There is a large difference in a meditation done within the city or a meditation done in the country. Meditation done underneath the stars and a meditation done in front of a fireplace. Each one of these actions needs to be understood and what the limitations are. Prior to the coming to the conscious mind, you need to have a craving. Excuse me, a carving and an engraving, as the Sefer Yetzirah says over and over again. Hatika Chativa, carving and engraving, running and returning. We've gone over these terms. We've used these terms. These terms must become part of you. What is engraving? It's building a fence around your thoughts and not letting thoughts into you. What is carving? It's building a fence around your thoughts so that they don't interfere with your meditations. The consciousness of the sound must be mixed with the consciousness of the sephirah, and also with the consciousness of the letter and the vowel. Four different levels, along with consciousness. Five different levels. Do you want to win the lottery? In order to win the lottery, you need to implement the above rules when you buy the ticket or when you pick the numbers. You decide when to implement the rules, but the rules must be implemented in order for you to be doing what it is you do. There's an amazing secret I'm about to reveal to you. We'll discuss it more later this evening as well. But this secret needs to be practiced to be utilized. During this period called the birth pangs of Mashiach, things will change radically and rapidly, and it will be very difficult for people to adapt to the changes because they will come so quickly. Yet the Mekubalim and the students of Kabbalah who learned this meditative technique, there will be an easy process. This is the duality that the prophets speak about. The difference is the Mekubalim will be able to enter their meditative process at a moment's notice and ride out the storm of change, either through being on top of the wave, or being under the wave, or being within the wave, or actually being in another dimension so the wave never reaches them. Their practiced consciousness will take them to the right place, to the right decision, to the right action. This is the definition of a tzaddik, a righteous person. He always does the right thing, whatever the consequences. This is the definition of a righteous person. He always does the right thing. Understand this well. It is not that he makes sound investments, but he can give up his attachment to the material things, is why he is given so much wealth. It is not that he is always healthy, but he can learn the spiritual reason for his illnesses and change them through doing tshuva. There are many other techniques taught by the tools of Kabbalah. They will come to the students of Kabbalah when they are needed. They appear in our minds. They don't have to be learned by rote. They don't have to be practiced by rote. They will just appear in someone's head. It is not that he makes sound investments, but he is able to give up his attachment to the material things that the sound investment will buy him. It is not that the tzaddik is always healthy, but he can learn the spiritual reason for his illness and change that illness by doing teshuvah. There are many other techniques taught in the tools of Kabbalah, all in the basic class. They will come to the student of Kabbalah when they are needed. They come in his mind because he practices a meditative technique that opens up his mind to receive this information. I hope you understand what I have just said. I hope you'll listen and learn. Below what I've just read, there are three verses. They're not words. They are two-letter sequences for the Aleph combined with the Tetragrammaton, for the Mem combined with the Tetragrammaton, or the Shin combined with the Tetragrammaton. Now listen to the meditation. It's not about moving your heads, as Abu Rafia teaches us, although that technique will work. It's not about the breathing techniques, although that technique will work. And now, here is another technique. Ah, yo, ah, hey, ah, wah, hey, yo, ah, hey, ah, wah, hey, ah. May, yo, may, hey, may, wah, may, hey, yo, may, hey, may, wah, may, hey, may. She, yo, she, hey, she, wa, she, hey, yo, she, hey, she, wa, she, hey, she. I've done those three verses. They need to be repeated with the letters permutated. They need to be repeated with the vowels changed on the tetragrammaton. When we do these three verses, three different ways, three different permutations, we are creating nine things, nine creations. Heaven, air, earth. Cold, hot, temperate. Head, body, stomach. What do these words imply about the creations in your life? You want to change your personality? How does cold affect your personality? What does cold mean in the frame of personality? How will you change the permutation? These meditations are going to elevate your consciousness. They're going to reveal parts of your unconscious to your consciousness. Rabbi Abraham Azulai writes in the book Chesed Abraham, "The birth pangs of Mashiach is more than a period of time with political and social or economic upheavals. Just look at the newspapers and the newscasts today. We have all of those every day. The birth pangs of Mashiach is something more severe and more difficult to live within. The birth pangs of Mashiach have more than these three levels of change. Every single fabric on earth, every single aspect on earth will change during the birth pangs of Mashiach in a short period of time. The ecology will change. The magnetic field will change. The continents will change. They'll move closer or further apart. There'll be more of them. Each day will bring more and greater changes. You will need to be a mukubal to withstand these changes, only because your intuition has to be working and telling you how to respond. Not telling you how to react, but how to respond. Are there any questions? Say again. In a crisis situation, you react. Responding is to proact, to change the consciousness of your reaction to be one of proaction. You don't have time, you follow the basic rule. Look at your two options. Which is the more difficult for you to do? Then do that more difficult action. Because it's an illusion that it's more difficult. And that tells you what to do. That's a response. That's not a reaction. It goes against human nature to do the action that is more difficult. But that is the action that is the correct one to do. The meditation that I taught you tonight sounds like Indian chanting, Indian dancing. Do it to different beats, to different tunes, to different methods, different melodies. Do it slow, do it fast. Experiment. See what works. See what you experience. And you may experience nothing at the beginning. Keep practicing. You will have an experience. You will begin to see how you change your personality through this technique. You change your character traits through this technique. You become a different person through this technique. Any other questions? To use the two letters with a vowel sequence series. If you go back a few lessons, I taught you how to permutate the tetragrammaton so that you do 25 two-letter sequences with each mother letter. That's what I'm talking about here, but not length. Don't take, don't do it long. Do it as a chant. Do it as yeah, 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 yeah. See what changes. And then go back and do it the other way. And see what changes. Where did you see that? At the wall or someplace else? If you listen to Nigun's from Hasidic rabbis, he's teaching them the same techniques I'm teaching you. This is not known to just a few people. This is the Kabbalah. This has been known for 4,000 years since Abraham wrote it down. People have been doing it. There is a connection between the American Indian and the lost tribes. It hasn't been proven yet. It's, you know, it's got to go through its process. There's a connection there. Utilize the chanting. See how it affects your meditation. It affected you just listening to them. Hearing a nigun affects us just by hearing it. Yes. It's called nigun. It's a song without words. I'm giving you words, only they're two-letter words, so they don't have direct meaning. But they do, actually. As what? As what it will affect you? It would affect them relative to their soul. It will affect them. And it does affect them. And that's why they do it. They're singing the nigunim in order to, because it gives them energy. Because they get so pleasure from it. Because they go places. the Rebbes, the people who learn this, who travel over the Rebbes who are Hebrews, one who crosses over into the spiritual frame, he goes places that the others don't go, but their sounds, their chanting, helps empower him to go where he is going. It's best done in a group, but it needs to be practiced individually. When you do it individually, you're going to go places individually. We all need to become rabbis. We all need to become teachers for ourselves in order to share with those entities that are waiting out there. In order to create the circuits of energy. That's why Abraham taught us these. Go and practice. Experiment. What they will experience and what you will experience will be different. Why? They probably don't know that that's what they're doing. The Kabbalah gives us a structure of understanding this physical world and the spiritual world and its integration and its balance. They do have an understanding of it. They've crossed over. They've had a communication. They've developed the circuit of energy. But not all. And the more people who do it, the more people are connected on the quantum consciousness. And that is what is the meaning of the critical mass of people that are necessary to bring Mashiach. To bring Mashiach in a balanced, peaceful manner. Any other questions? Are there any questions on the telephone conference? You can just speak forward. I can hear. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening.
Good night, Chanuk.
Good night, Aristo. I'm going to be giving you a call in a minute because I want to talk to you about make sure you have the correct address. Also note that January 24th, the evening of January 24th, is Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. And we'll be doing a Rosh Chodesh connection that Tuesday night, a week from tomorrow. And that time will be 9 o'clock West Coast time. And on February 7th, the night of February 7th, which is a Tuesday night, is Tu Shvat, the 15th day of Shvat. And we will be doing a Tu Shvat Seder. And we'll be doing it physically in Tucson, but you will be able to join us in the video conference. And you'll be able to have it in advance, so you'll be able to have the fruits and the wines or grape juice and be able to join us and participate with all of us. So to put those dates down, I'm planning to do all of that. Are there any other questions before I wish you good night? Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.